AAA count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron, or go online at OlympicGMC.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate-dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake, a treats of pizza, or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I pushed my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back. Matt Watson on 1210 KOKK, live here from the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. We got a State 9A championship, the morning session here on a Friday morning, a 10 a.m. kickoff coming up. Talking a little bit about Tigers football, talking a little bit about Warbirds football. Right now we sit down with Hayden Hooks, head coach for the Wolsey Wessington Warbirds. And first of all, Coach, congratulations, man. At the beginning of the year, one of those things I'm sure that you talk about is playing in this championship game, and you're one of two teams that made it. Congratulations.
Yeah, for sure. Really appreciate it. These kids have definitely worked for this and earned the right to be in this game.
And last week's game, you want to talk about earning the right? What a roller coaster of a game. You guys go up early. They come back to take a lead. You score late. It looked like maybe a late injury. The two-point conversion was crazy. It was a crazy game. And just like you said, you got to earn your spot. They earned their spot last week.
Yeah, for sure. That game was just up and down. You know, the whole first half, you feel great. The second half, it kind of 360'd on us. But our guys have just stayed very resilient. Our senior class has done a really good job of showing everybody that we're not going to give up. We're going to keep fighting. And it doesn't matter what the situation is. We still feel like we can win the game no matter what. And obviously that helped us at the end there.
Well, and that's kind of been a theme a little bit this year, because you guys had, first of all, a very tough schedule. I don't think people really understand how tough the schedule was. And in these games, a lot of these games early on, slow starts, you get behind by a score, or you're kind of feeling things out and figuring it out. So it was kind of the theme all year to maybe not get down and come back, but just to the slower starts, figuring everything out, adjusting, making the proper adjustments is always huge. So kind of been a theme of the year to figure things out and then get it rolling.
Yeah, for sure. Our kids say it's because we're in really good shape, but I don't know about that. I think as the game goes on, they just gain more and more confidence, more and more trust in each other. And by the end of the game, we're really playing with a lot of confidence. This last game was kind of the opposite of how it normally goes. It does seem like we always start kind of slower and then pick it up at the end, where this game we kind of started decently fast and then kind of lost the mojo for a little bit, but then we're able to put the plays together at the end and get the stop on that two-point conversion after they scored. That was really big, I think, for our guys. And then able to run it down the field and punch it in. So.
Well, yeah, and two of the biggest things is to make adjustments, as they did. And they're a good team. I mean, you knew that they were going to be tough. And to score when it matters. And you guys got both of those done, making the adjustments and scoring when you needed it.
For sure, yeah. It was a heck of a game, and our guys were... Everybody was excited, so that was a great feeling.
Coach, it's not real hard to scout Howard. They're at the top here the last couple of years. They've been everywhere. Obviously, there's tape. You've been keeping an eye on things. What have you learned about the Howard Tigers coming into today?
Yeah, you know, they're going to do what they do. They're very good at what they do. They're going to run the ball. They're going to play really good defense. Just a solid all-around team who's very physical and puts a lot of pressure on you. So if you come out slow and you're not paying attention to detail, I guess you're going to struggle against a team like that. But hopefully playing inside with perfect conditions kind of is in our favor. And I know our guys will be fired up and excited to play, so it should be a heck of a game.
Coach, this isn't a stage that you get all the time. So, and I can imagine with this group of guys, have they been trying to talk you into a trick play or two? Have they been maybe drawing up a state championship play? Do they want to get something on the board here? Because, again, you don't get this stage very often. Have they been bugging you to install some funner plays?
Yeah, they always got some ideas. So we'll see. We might throw a couple out there, but we'll see what happens.
And you know my tradition, Coach. Let's talk about the senior group because this is it, man. This is that last game. And you remember, you know, it wasn't so long ago you were suiting up. It was a long time ago I was. But you remember the feeling when you're getting down to the end, and, man, what a way to end it at the Dakota Dome.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that yesterday. Obviously, there's no better way to end your career. Knowing when your last game is going to be. You know, you kind of controlled when your last game was going to be. That's a really good feeling, and this is a group that's really earned it. They've led us since the end of last year. You know, we have the meetings at the end of the year, talk about the season, and they just spoke up and said what we were going to do. They kind of laid out the framework, I guess, and they followed through with it and got everybody else to buy in, and it's just been a really special group and a really special season for them, and I'm really happy for them and very proud of them.
Well, and I'm happy for all you guys. It's been a fun ride to watch all season long. Thanks for being accessible. Thanks for the interviews and keeping me up to date on what's going on. And get out there and win yourself a championship today, and we'll talk later.
Eva, appreciate it.
All right, Hayden Hooks there, head coach of the Wolsey Wessington Warbirds. Back to the studios. We'll come back. We'll talk Tiger football. We'll have starting lineups. We'll have officials. A lot coming up in the pregame show. Live from the Dakota Dome in Vermilion on KOKK.
Six F-35 fighter jets, one NFL team, a trip to the moon. All have a $1 billion price tag. Something else that cost $1 billion? Respiratory problems in the beef industry each year. It's time to fight back against these costly respiratory challenges. That's why Purina Stress Care Starters are formulated with RX3 immune support technology. It boosts calves' natural defenses, priming their immune systems from the start. Talk to your Dakota Land Feeds rep today to learn more about Purina Stress Care Starter. Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Ober and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Graf Electric of Wolsey is proud to offer residential and commercial work in Wolsey and the surrounding area. Call Jay at 605-353-5366 anytime, day or night, to get the lights back on in your home or business. Check out Graf's Electric at grafelectricsd.com. Graf Electric, the home of electrifying customer service. Call Jay at 353-5366. Graf Electric is a proud sponsor of area sports.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to the pregame show on Dakota Sports on 1210 AM KOKK. Speaking of AM, a 10 AM kickoff from the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. Woolsey Westington, Howard locking them up for a 9A state title. We talked to Coach Hooks right now. We sit down with Coach Pat Rummel, head coach of the Howard Tigers. And first of all, Coach, thanks for joining us. And before we necessarily get into this game or this run or this season, it's very nice to talk football with you. You're sort of, I don't know if you know this, but you're a little bit of a legend around the area, Coach.
Well, thank you, but I think that probably just means I'm old. But, yeah, I mean, when you're around this long, I guess I've been 18 years in Howard, but 30 total years in coaching, so I guess that just means you're starting to get a little older.
Well, and the record in Howard, for sure, speaking for itself, we were talking before we went on, this is the seventh trip with these Tigers, and you've been here 18, so 7 years and three title. Yeah, so you got a pretty good record there, Coach.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, again, a lot of the kids, credit to them, obviously, the dedication they have, but my assistant coaches are phenomenal, and I've got seven assistant coaches that have been with me for a long time, and I think that really helps the continuity and the kids know what to expect, but they really put a lot of time in to our program.
Yeah, I've always said and I've always heard from a lot of great coaches that these championship teams are going to be built in the off season, in the summer, in the weight room, and I got to believe you know that to be true.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it just seems like every year when these guys come back, they're coming back with just muscle on muscle, and they if we need them to put on 10, 15 pounds, they seem to, you know, they do it, and they do it the right way. Our summer acceleration program, they work on multi-joint lifts and things like that that really gets what prevents injuries, really, but makes them so they can, they're not stiff, you know, they can really move, but they're gaining weight too. So it's important, there's no doubt about it.
Speaking of injuries, nicks, bruises, let's get that out of the way. Is there anybody that will not play in this game that would have probably due to injury, or is this the team that you would have envisioned on the field here at the Dakota Dome?
Yeah, it is. This is the same team as week one, pretty much. We've lost a couple guys along the way, but they were backup type people. But as far as our starting lineup, this is pretty much how we started the year. So we've got through it. We've had sickness. We've had some ankles, some things like that. But we've got through it, and everybody, we should be 100% to go for the championship game.
Coach, before we get into the game today, I want to talk here about this group of seniors. Obviously, this is that. You've done this a few times. You probably have maybe a speech prepared. I suppose it varies from group to group here, but just talk a little bit about this group of seniors and just how what they've meant to the Howard Tiger football program.
Well, I mean, it seems like every year. I mean, I lost 9 seniors last year, 4 all-staters that were 3-year starters, a couple of them on 2 state title tier, a title team and a runner-up. And so, you know, it's one of those things where when you lose that, what you're coming back with is a group that some of them played last year, and then a new group that that's just played mostly JV ball. So, you know, this group of seniors, though, they like each other. They're really, it's a tight group with the juniors and seniors, actually our whole team. They like each other, and I think that matters a lot. And they got a grit to them. And I know last year, like I said, losing in the state title game, it left a bad taste in their mouth. They've been working towards this, a little bit towards maybe getting their own win, but also a little redemption from last year for the seniors that we graduated, because they meant so much to us as well. So this is kind of the group we have this year. They do as they're told. They love to practice, believe it or not, and they just seem to get a little bit better each week. And obviously a coach's dream, you don't have to, they police themselves. And it's one of those things where that's what you get with good leadership, and you don't have to worry about anybody messing around, because they kind of take care of that with how they do things. Everybody just kind of follows.
Carson Hinker, under center for you, your quarterback. Is he the guy out there that's kind of the vocal leader, or do you got another kid out there that's kind of your field general?
Well, Tate Miller, Calvin Halverson, and Luke Kepsel, those three guys are probably the guys that are the strongest knit of the group, and also Remmers. But we've got a bunch of guys that don't say a lot, they just do things right, and people kind of follow. And Hinkle's our quarterback. He was a little under the weather the other Friday night against Warner, and now he's feeling a lot better. But he's our audible guy. I wouldn't say he's that vocal because I got a bunch of guys that don't say a lot. They just do it with the pads, and you know. But if something needs to be said, it's probably going to be Kepsel, Halverson, or Miller, and they will take care of business. Those three are their men, and they look like it and they act like it.
Is it the same names on the other side of the ball, Coach, defensively, or is there one kid on defense that really stands out and likes to be the leader there?
Well, I think Halverson being our middle linebacker, he just kind of takes care of things. But, you know, our D-backs, we talk so much or whatever, and it's Miller and Hinker, and then we've got Lucas Feldhaus, who just had a phenomenal game on Friday night. He recovered a fumble in the end zone, scored 2 on offense, and had a pick 6 for 80 yards. So it was his night. But it could be any of them, and that's, I think, the thing that makes us so good is it's somebody different every night. It can be. I might have 2 running backs over 100, 1 at 50, and the next week they might have, we might have 3 guys rushing for 80 yards each. But it's just there's no real superstar on our team, and I think that helps because nobody cares about stats.
Well, and I did notice that, too. You sent out the game-by-game stats. There's a lot of games where you got 2 kids rushing for 100, and at the end of the year, you got 1 kid over 1,100, you got 1 kid at 900, and you really had the carries been divvied. Like, if they cared about stats, you probably could have had 3 1,000-yard rushers this year.
Probably could have, yeah, that's true. And then, you know, we've had some games where we threw for 190 against Ipswich. My quarterback threw for 203. It's just what comes at the time, what's open, and these guys, when I call it, they run it. And if my quarterback audibles into something, everybody knows it, and we're just running it. We're really, really efficient with the ball. My quarterback's just under 80%, I think, on the stat sheet there. We don't throw it a ton, but when we do, he's really efficient. And so I didn't get to throw much again on Friday night against Warner, just my quarterback was a little under the weather. And I'll tell you, that was a game. It was a really, Warner's really good, and that was a test for us. And I don't know if you saw the score of the game, 40-13, but it was 13-13 in the fourth quarter. So we had to grind that one.
You know, I did notice that, and I thought maybe that my app had glitched, and I wanted to ask you about that. So you guys must have scored 2 or 3 times over the course of just a few minutes.
Yeah, we did. We got a turnover, and then our offense, we scored, and then we got 80-yard pick 6 from Lucas Feldhaus, and then we got the ball back, and then we scored, and they had a penalty, and we went for 2 instead of kicking it. So all of a sudden now we're up, I think we made the extra, I think we were up 15, and then got another turnover, and we scored again, and then late in the game, Tate Miller took another pick 6 back. We had, we forced 6 turnovers in that game, and 4 or 5 of them, I think, were interceptions. So that's a testament to these guys. But it was a grind, and I'm, you know, at the 7-minute mark, it was still a real super tight game. So Warner's really good, well coached, and I mean that's we hadn't had something quite like that all year. I mean, we played some really good teams, but I think it's the semifinals that makes everybody a little tight. And maybe you don't play quite like you normally do, but obviously once you get down to the state championship, I think you play a little looser. At least that's been my case, I guess.
Let's talk about the team that you played today, Woolsey Westington. They did take the 1 loss on the year, coincidentally. It's a team that you knew pretty well. Did you watch, first of all, before we get into too much scouting here, did you watch the Woolsey-Parkston game?
I did, yes. I've pretty much seen every film, or every game they've had this year. So, yeah, and that was a really interesting game. I know I've watched when they played Kimball-White Lake. That was a battle. One thing I've noticed about the Woolsey-Westington team is they've got, number one, they've got comeback ability, and they don't have a lot of quit in those guys. So they pose some problems, obviously, with the speed they have and the skill set. But the tenacity they play, you know, if they're down 14 out of them, it seems like it's no big deal. So, you know, it's one of those things where you better keep scoring. And that's, you know, kind of been the message.
We could have a track meet today, and it could be 2-0. That's what everybody keeps telling me.
And that's true. We've come in with major offensive stats, both sides of the ball, both us and them. And then, you know, we've been down to the dome before, like last year, us and Parkston both scoring huge amounts of points, and that thing was an absolute rock fight. It was 7-0 at halftime and ended up 12-7. And, I mean, a lot of it dictates. Film doesn't show a lot of things. It shows a lot of things, but it doesn't show some things. And I think sometimes when you get down into games like this, it's matchups and it's, it could be high scoring. It could be in the trenches all day. So, you know, what do you do? You try to do what you've done all year to get that got you there. And, you hope that that's plenty enough.
We're looking forward to a good one, Coach. Thanks so much for taking the time. Thanks for talking Tiger football with me. Best of luck in the game, and hopefully we get to talk again down the road.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Pat Rummel, their head coach of the Howard Tigers, back to the studios when we return. Starting lineups, officials, we'll be almost ready for kickoff. Woolsey, Westington, and Howard locking it up at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion for a 9A title next on 1210 KOKK.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
It isn't the sun.
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
The Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of the Woolsey Wessington School. The Onward Woolsey Business Association includes 281 Travel Center and Roland Wheel Restaurant, American Bank and Trust, Schumacher Repair, McGilvery Heating and Cooling LLC, Mid-Dakota, Pullman Well Drilling, First Stop Insurance, and Engerbretson's Just One More. Best of luck to the Warbirds from the Onward Woolsey Business Association.
Look at all the pictures of the resort you'd stay in every year. All you need to do is pay reasonable maintenance fees once a year. With any contract that you're signing, read and understand everything. What happens if you cancel? Can you get out of this contract? If you feel pushed into signing the contract, you need to stop and take a step back. If you have questions, contact the South Dakota Office of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
Dakota Sports.
Perfect timing here as we return not only to the spot from the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, as we take a look at our 9A list of officials. Michael Perrion, Chad Riley, John Carroll, Colin Boone, Laren Stocky, and the alternate is Kent Plimpton. Again, our law on the field today, Michael Perrion, Chad Riley, John Carroll, Colin Boone, Laren Stocky, and Kent Plimpton, our alternate here as we get set for a 9A championship game. Live from the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. Also some replay officials, Chad Gordon and Darren Berg are replay officials. And, Jeff, that adds kind of a new wrinkle, that teams, well, at least at this level, probably aren't going to experience a whole lot of.
Well, like we talked at the beginning, they're not used to playing indoors either. And, yeah, replay here. And, you know, the ironic part is replay came to be in the state finals because of the Huron Tigers back in 2018 against Pierre, the non-fumble on a kickoff.
I was here for that. I talked with my son about that on the way here, and that was a fumble. I was here for that.
That was a spark. Then the following March, there was a game-winning shot by O'Gorman over Yankton in the AA boys basketball semifinals that came late. They counted it. And that also, those two instances led us to instant replay. So I know at least in the first game yesterday, they went to it a couple of times. I'm not sure the procedure. I don't think it's challenges like the NFL or college can do. I just got the two replay officials up. They're watching everything. If there's there's something they want to look at, I think they just radio it down and say, we want to look at that.
So we'll see the Wolsey-Westington offense first. They will wear the traveling white unis, the black numbers, the gold outline black pants here today. Offensively for Wolsey-Westington, Keaton Zomers the center, Ryder Jensen, Isaiah Sabalier the guards, tight end Sawyer Nelson and Colin Hughes. Ashton Hill, Moshe Richmond out there catching passes. From Caleb Richmond, the quarterback, Peyton Rainford, starting running back. For Coach Pat Rummel and the Howard Tigers, his starting defense. Nose guard is Thomas Halverson. The DNs, Austin Severson, Luke Ketzel. Linebackers, Nolan Mentley, Calvin Halverson, Weston Remmers, Lucas Feldhaus, and Tate Miller, the defensive backfield, and Carson Hinker, the safety. Howard will kick it away right to left to get this ball game underway. Tigers with Carson Hinker on there to kick it. Wolsey-Westington going one deep man here. That would be Moshe, three up men here, ready for the run-up, and the 9A state football championship will be underway from the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. Howard Tigers starting the action, kicking it right to left, the run-up and the kick. Short kick is going to bounce out of bounds. So the very first thing that we see today here in Vermilion is a penalty flag, and Wolsey-Westington going to start their drive here.
Believe at the 35. Yes, at the 35.
So first and 10.
Two things first off. Congratulations, 20 years, my man, with Huron Radio.
Thanks. It doesn't seem like it. It sure doesn't. You guys make it easy.
And trying to think the last time we did this together, I'm thinking it might have been in Selby back in 2015.
Yeah, that's right. I think we tried. Did we do one football championship?
I know. I was up here with Iroquois State Championship and then also for one of Hitchcock Tuller's appearances back in the Huizenga era.
Two wide left, one right. Caleb from the gun. A wing left is Hughes. The snap, quick pass. Moshe near side, complete 32. Tries to juke the first guy, and he will dive ahead, which essentially for no gain, in fact, a short loss. And that's what you'll get with the Tigers. You get out in space. If a guy's close to you and he gets a hold of you, you're probably in some trouble.
You mentioned wrestlers. I assume Tate Miller is one. He made the tackle, and it was a classic double leg taking Moshe down.
Well, Howard's defense, big part of this run here this year. This is also a team that can put up a points in a multitude of ways, and we'll talk more about that later. Same look from the Warbirds. Now on a second and 11, swinging out near side. Ranford got a block, 35-40, 45-50 on his feet still, 45 and into Tiger territory. He'll go down at the Howard 44, and a nice positive play to get things rolling there for Wolsey-Westington.
That kickout block, I believe, was Ashton Hill that just sprung it. And that's the beauty of nine man on a 100-yard field. You get one block and some speed, you're going to get things loose.
I look for these teams to break it a few times today. We talked to Coach Pat Rummel. We had to laugh a little bit, said it could be a track meet. It could be 7-5. We'll find out. Here's the snap. Caleb looks left, swings it right over the middle, and this will go for, again, about no gain, essentially, on a completed pass, but second and 10.
Yeah, Colin Hughes on the catch, and it looked like it almost took him by surprise. Or either that, or Caleb put a little more mustard on it than he needed to. It was only about 5 yards.
Wolsey-Westington into Tiger territory early on. Now a second and 10 at the Howard 44, trying to strike first possession here at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. Now Caleb from the gun with Rainford to his left. Motion right to left is Moshe. Caleb trying the hard count, trying to get him off sides, and now they'll get a motion penalty.
No, I think this is going to be on Howard on that left defensive end, knowing mentally he jumped into that neutral zone. Yes.
Oh, they did get him to jump off, and that's something that happened a couple of times last week in Wall, and I made the same call because the Warbirds got called for a lot of false starts in that ballgame. So almost every time the whistle blew, I just assumed false start. But three or four times they did get him to jump off sides, and it's become sort of a feature of Caleb's game, is that hard count.
Well, and I see mentally he's one of the inside linebackers, so he was kind of firing up on the line, and sometimes you just try to time it.
One wide each side, Caleb from the gun on a second and 5, flushed out of the pocket, back near midfield, looking to dump it off. He's going to have to pass. He's got a man open. It's Moshe inside the 30. And another first down as he is tackled at the 25. And maybe that's how you keep away from those Howard Tiger tacklers. You get them out in space.
And a nice adjustment from Moshe Richmond, too. He came back once your quarterback scrambling out of the pocket, you're The receivers got to make adjustments. They did. Also, Ashton Hill, I think he kind of ran into a Moshe, and that Ashton just hobbled off the field.
So they're going trips right. They'll bring in Cooper Tim to play a little offense, and I got to believe, of course, this is something maybe Howard doesn't know. They'll probably stay away from that side, at least initially, as I don't think I've seen Tim play on the offensive side of the football at all. Here's Moshe in motion. They'll give him the handoff coming across. Nope, Caleb kept it himself. Dives ahead to the 26.
They keep you on your toes on that, don't they?
Always.
I thought Moshe had it too.
I'm assuming, I haven't seen the Howard Tigers play, but I'm assuming that that's going to be even worse because it sounds like it's going to be wishbone or double wing single back and a lot of misdirection. And my eyes are getting 20 years old on the radio, so I have a hard time tracking it.
But yet your face is 10 years younger.
Every day, you find a new way to impress me, Duffy.
I thought so.
From the gun, Caleb Richmond on a second and around seven. Two receivers left. Peyton Rainford right there. Colin Hughes a wing left. Back to pass is Caleb looking over the middle. Pass is incomplete, broken up. And the receiver, the intended receiver, Hughes, he had the position there. It looked kind of dangerous, but I don't think it was. He had the position, and he threw it kind of where only Hughes could get to it.
But, you know, Carson Hinker was right there along with Tate Miller, and they did do a little sandwich on him, too. And my guess is the receiver did know those two guys were lurking.
Third now and around seven. They go from the Howard 21. They need about the 14-yard line.
Two down territory here, too, obviously.
Cooper Tim's still in there, so Hill is still on the sideline getting looked at. Tim will line up wide left, Moshe wide right. Caleb from the gun. Here's Moshe in motion right to left. Hughes and Rainford out there, a wing and a back. And Rainford will get the pitch. And he got a block from Moshe inside the 15, the 10, and he's out of bounds at about the 6 or 7-yard line. And a lot of attention for Moshe Richmond. And sometimes you're going to lose track of a guy like Peyton Rainford.
Not only that, the blocking, just, you mentioned Moshe, but just there was a pulling guard, I believe it was, and just set that up beautifully. And there was a big lane to go, and you have first and goal.
So first and goal, Warbirds threatening to strike first. 8:45 to play opening quarter. Warbirds had the first possession of this 9A championship game here in Vermilion. Caleb from the gun. Two wide left, one to the right is Moshe. Nobody in the backfield. Colin Hughes will line up a wing left. Caleb going to keep it himself right up the middle. Pickup of maybe a yard or a little less than a yard.
I think Howard's going to plug up plays like that more often than not, but of course you got a shorter field here too, so the defense can gamble a little more here.
And like you brought up before too, you've got a lot more of those, they say, you know, getting somebody the ball in space. You've got a lot more of that in space on the 100-yard and the width of this field.
Yeah, if it was a 53 yards wide is the all 100-yard fields, then, of course, 120 yards, including the end zones.
After some of the nine-man fields these teams have seen, this has got to be like, this is going to be the biggest, this is like the Taj Mahal. Right to left, Moshe in motion, a little stutter step, fake the handoff to Rainford. Caleb looking to pass it, everybody covered, flushed out, coming to the near sideline, got to get rid of it, and throws it away.
I think he had Moshe open initially in the end zone, but he was also trying to get away from the rush there, and it was Luke Kepsel that had the good rush in there for Howard, and it gets a little more difficult this close to the end zone.
So third and goal now at the Tiger 6-yard line. They're looking to the sideline here for the play. Caleb gets the call, checks the wristband, and when they're running this down, they might just going to be calling a timeout.
No, they do. They do have the play clock now. That's something that these teams aren't used to either.
Yeah, used to. You got to wait for that back judge. This is way better. Here's Rainford. They fake the handoff. Caleb looking to pass it. No, he's going to run. He's inside the 5. He's inside the 3. Down to the 2. And fourth and goal from the 2.
And touchdown saving tackle there by Calvin Halverson. He got a little help, I believe, as well from Nolan Mentalay, but that just shows the danger. That was not the way the play was designed to go, but Caleb saw, I'm just going to get what I can, and sets up the first big play of this game.
Well, remember, scoreboard updates will be primarily this game and a couple games yesterday, as that's brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, and the Warbirds trying to change the scoreboard here at the Dakota Dome. Caleb from the gun, two receivers left, and a wing left, and now they'll get that timeout. So with 7-11 to play in the opening quarter, the Wolsey Westington Warbirds looking at the goal line on a fourth and goal from the two. We'll come back in 30 seconds. A 30-second timeout on KOKK.
Bauman Agency of Huron is a full-service Pioneer Seed Service Center with crop insurance and precision planting. That's Bauman Agency. Give Kurt, Louise, Callie, or one of their friendly staff a call today at 605-353-1112. That's Bauman Agency of Huron. Call Kurt, Louise, Callie, or any of their informative staff at 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Back to the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. Wolsey Westington knocking on the door, trying to score first here in this 9A title game. They'll go fourth and goal from the Tiger 2. Very Warbird-like stats to start the game. Four rushes, 22 yards, about 5.5 a crack. 4-6 for 36 in the passing game. A rushing first down, two passing first downs.
And nice to have quick stats, isn't it?
It is. I love it. One wide right, slot left. Single back is Rainford. Moshe in motion right to left. Here's the snap to Caleb. He's got the option. Gives it to Rainford. Cuts it back in. He's going to score.
Oh, my goodness. Howard had a chance to get him. Lucas Feldhaus had him at the three-yard line, but just running hard. Rainford, once he broke that tackle, he just cut inside of the of Richmond's block, and, hey, Warbirds lead.
All season long, this kid, 5'9" at 165 pounds, running absolutely downhill, got the speed, got the juking ability, has been a very nice compliment here to what a lot of people initially think is the Richmond show until you play them.
Exactly.
So they'll go for two. Warbirds lead 6-0 here at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. 7:07 to play opening quarter. Caleb will go under center. I formation is Hughes in front of Rainford. They fake that. Pass left side is short and incomplete. And it'll stay 6-0. 7:07 to play opening quarter of the 9A championship game at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. Wolsey Westington 6, Howard nothing. Tigers with their first possession of the game when we come back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
The 281 Travel Center in Wolsey is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your convenience. The 281 Travel Center has it all. A family restaurant with daily lunch and supper specials. An ATM, casino, icy drinks, Caribou coffee, each cup made with fresh coffee beans, and many numerous snacks and drinks. The 281 Travel Center is locally owned and has been for over the past 30 years. Everyone at the 281 Travel Center and Rolling Wheel Restaurant wishes the Warbirds the best of luck in tonight's game.
McGilvery Heating and Cooling can help you with your home or business furnace and air conditioning. McGilvery's certified team takes pride in their work. They offer a wide array of products such as geothermal, in-floor heat, electric or gas boilers, furnaces, air conditioners, and hot water heaters. They also sell and service fireplaces. Good luck, Wolsey Westington Warbirds, from McGilvery Heating and Cooling, 605-853-4582.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to the University of South Dakota, home of the Coyotes. We're going to talk to an official Coyote at halftime. Check in with Mr. Jeff Duffy's son, Jaron. Jaron is the...
He is...
See?
Good.
It's not SID, right?
No, he is an athletic... He's one of the athletic directors.
Okay.
He was assistant, got promoted to associate, and basically he's in charge... His big role this weekend is making sure the ticketing runs smoothly.
Oh, okay.
But he's got other duties, too, but that's the main one here. Onside kick.
Yeah, that's kind of how...
Or is that what they do?
Well, sort of. You'll see, like, a kind of a deeper squib kick, generally sideline aimed, too. Not generally down the middle, or not very often, but they have had a lot of luck with that. Was it an onside kick? They have had a lot of luck with that this year.
The unintentional onside kick.
Sort of, or maybe it was intentional. That's the great thing about it. So Howard offensively... The center, Austin Severson, Calvin Halverson, Gabriel Marti in the guards. Tight ends are Garrett Feldhaus, Luke Kepsel, Weston Remmers, Tate Miller out of the backfield, Colt Becker out of the backfield, Carson Hinger's the quarterback, and they will go offset eye and they'll run left side. And that's what I'm thinking. Again, I haven't seen them play as they pick up 7 yards on the first play, but that's what I'm expecting. A lot of double blocking runs, a lot of double end single back sets.
Well, basically the formation was in between the hash marks, so I don't know how much Howard spreads the field, but they certainly didn't do it there. And Remmers with the carry, that's definitely a wrestling name.
So second and about three, maybe two and a half. They're already in Warburg territory, but again, they started at their own 45. They'll pick up the first down.
It's good to see Ashton Hill is back on the field now on defense.
Hill will start out there on the defensive side for Woolsey Wessington in the defensive backfield safety. He and Moshe are the safeties. The cornerbacks, Peyton Rainford, Caleb Richmond, Keaton Zomer, Cooper Tim, the linebackers. Colin Hughes, Damian Doris, Isaiah Sabalier, the lineman. We'll see Ethan Carey throughout the day. We'll see Ethan Rierick out there. We already saw Cooper Tim go over to offense for a minute because Hill was down for a moment. So got to do what you got to do here. Run right side, and oh, nice run here, and he is gone down the sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Howard. Touchdown for Tate Miller, and, well, we thought either a track meet or a defensive battle, and we might be off to a track meet here.
And not only that, that play did not start off well because Miller took the pitch and bobbled it, got control, and I'm not sure that he was ever touched.
So Miller gets the block he needs to spring him for the big touchdown run, and the Tigers will knot this up at 6 with 6 minutes to play in the first quarter, and now they'll try for the two-point conversion to take a lead. Well, pretty good fan bases down here today. Of course, you always travel well for the...
Everybody wants to go to the Dome.
Oh, yeah. Setting up for an extra point. There's something you don't see a ton of, and the kick is blocked. So the extra point, no good, and we will stay tied at 6 with 6 minutes to play in the opening quarter, and the Warbirds have their second possession when we come back in a minute. Back in 60 seconds on KOKK.
Buzzing Coffee Company in Woolsey is the place to be. Check out their drinks they have to offer daily. Lattes, cappuccinos, Americana, just to name a few, as well as chai tea latte, dirty chai tea, hot chocolate, and hot cider. They also have cold Buzz coffee, tea, smoothies, and Italian sodas. Check out their delicious sweet Buzz, rolls, muffins, cookies, scones, bread, bars, cake, and breakfast burritos. Check them out on Facebook. Buzzing Coffee Company, a better buzz. Good luck, Warbirds.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Well, the Mirror Family Hair Care brings us scoreboard updates. Lori and Kylie down there at the Mirror offering a plethora of services for the entire family. Cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatment, sugaring, eyelash extensions, shampoo sets. They do accept walk-ins. You can stop in 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. For an appointment at the Mirror, call Lori at 605-883-HAIR or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. And the Mirror brings us scoreboard updates, and the scoreboard lit up early here, the first half of the opening quarter at the 9A championship at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. Tied at 6, Woolsey Wessington 6, Howard 6. Scoreboard for yesterday, let's see, it was a 9B,
Sully Buttes defeated Falkton 34-14. Last night, 9AA, Hanson 32, Parkston 8. And you saw Parkston play just a few weeks ago,
right,
against the Warbirds. Hamlin handled them.
Yes, I was surprised to see that final. Not surprised necessarily to see Hamlin win. I had only seen Parkston the one time. I hadn't seen Hamlin at all, but I didn't expect it to be such a lopsided affair, after, especially after what I saw out of Parkston. So Howard tries the onside kick, and whoa, they almost got it.
Well, they got the bounce they wanted.
Wow.
Just that guy on the end of the kick return was just needed another second to get there.
So Woolsey Wessington able to dodge that bullet as Hinker lays down a very nice onside kick, but again results in a flag. And you get it from the spot here?
Yep.
Or you get it from the spot?
Or where it went out of bounds, then 5 yards. Or or they could re-kick, but no reason to do that.
Already in Tiger territory, Woolsey Wessington, Caleb Richmond, 4 of 6, 36 yards. couple of rushes for Caleb as well. 3 rushes, 8 yards. Rainford, a couple rushes, 16 yards. 2 wide left and 1 right. Caleb from the gun. Nobody in the backfield there. Colin Hughes, a wing left. Here's the motion man right to left, and that is Peyton Rainford. Set up Moshe to the near side. Caleb, a high snap, hauls it in, looks right. He's launching to Moshe. Moshe up in the air, not able to get to it. He overthrew him a little bit. They wanted a flag, but I don't think there was really one there.
That was just up for grabs. Triple coverage and double team for sure is in on that defensively for Howard. Number 8, Carson Hinker. Number 27, Tate Miller. Moshe drew some attention.
Moshe at 6'3", 205. And, of course, you look at the numbers. You look at the rushes, the catches, the touchdowns this year. Obviously, he's going to draw a lot of attention. But I brought it up earlier. If a team keys in on Moshe, you better look out, because now you're going to have Colin Hughes and Rainford and Hill.
And Caleb.
Well, and today, Cooper Tim.
Yes.
Get everybody on the offensive side of the football. Here's the motion man left to right. It's Moshe again. Caleb will fake the handoff, keep it himself, dives ahead for a gain of around 3 or 4.
Somebody just reached out and tripped him up. I couldn't really see who it was. It might have been number 25, Nolan Mentally. But, boy, if he doesn't reach out, I think Caleb had a little more running room instead. It's like we got, what, 3rd and 7.
So another third down here for Wolsey Westington. They converted on a couple in that first drive. Wolsey Westington, 3 first downs on the day, looking for another here on a 3rd and 7 from the Tiger 45. 2 wide left and a wing left. Overload the far side of the field. Caleb back to pass, rifles over the middle, complete to Moshe. Breaks a tackle at the 25, and he's down to the 22.
Well, just a nice post there over the middle, and he was wide open, and then he also made the defender, Carson Hinker, bounce off of him and got a few extra yards, a key third down conversion.
I feel like I'm contradicting myself now, but you almost have to pay a little more attention than that to Moshe. You can't let him get open like that.
They had nobody near him.
2 wide left, 1 right, spreading it out again. Nobody in the backfield. Hughes a wing left on a 1st and 10 from the Tiger 25, or 22 rather. Motion now as Hill goes out wide to the right on a wheel. Caleb is flushed out of the pocket, looking right side, completes for a gain of around 7. That was Hughes again, and again, that's what I mean. Like, if you were there with 2 guys on Moshe, well, guess what? You're going to have to leave somebody open.
And just like Moshe on the previous possession, Hughes came back as he saw that Caleb Richmond was rolling out to the right under some pressure.
So to the 15-yard line, they got about 3.5 or so for a first down. 4:40 to play opening quarter. Wolsey Westington strikes first. They lead 6-0, and Howard comes back on a 3-play drive and ties it up at 6. No extra points or 2-point conversions yet. Wolsey Westington now on a 2nd and about 4.
Boom.
From the Howard 15. And you're not going to have a lot of success running inside the hash marks today, I don't think, against the Tiger. That's just a tough call.
Austin Severson just stood him up right at the line. And so now they're, well, 2-down territory. What, we got about 3rd and 3 from the 15.
Call it a long 3 here as Caleb checks the armband for the play from the sideline. 1 wide right is Moshe, wide left is Hill. Rainford in the backfield this time. Hughes a wing left on a 3rd and around 4, and the handoff near side is Hughes rumbling to the 10-yard line.
And you talked about Howard misdirection. There was a nice misdirection play. Everybody thought going left. Hughes comes back, just gets the flip to the right, and looks like 1st and goal.
Well, so far for the Wolsey Westington Warbirds, playing this pretty well as far as the calls have been from the sideline. Every time they think Moshe's the centerpiece, you can sneak in another player. And again, that's just been a hallmark of this Warbird team all year. I think teams, they start to key on one kid, then you start to spread the weapons around here a little bit. So this is a 1st and goal pretty much right at the 10. The snap, motion man is Caleb, but our motion man is Moshe, but Caleb's going to run it. He got a block for Moshe, near side, inside the 10, and he's down to around the 7. Pickup is around 3 yards, and that looked like it didn't work out the way they wanted it to, but they did get a few yards out of it.
And I'll give Howard credit, because all of a sudden that looked like it was going to be open for Caleb Richmond, but he ended up getting 3 yards as they closed down quickly, getting there very quickly. Luke Kepsel, I think, was the first man in, but like I said, boy, they... That collapse pretty quick there because I thought Caleb had a lane.
Another nice feature of Moshe Richmond is he'll throw a block for you.
Yes.
Seen plenty of those already today, and I've been seeing them off and on all year. Inside of 3 minutes, Warbirds on a second and goal from the Howard 7. Tied at 6, Rainford in motion. They'll give the pitch. It's again to Hughes. Right side trying to put the head down, but he's tripped up. And that'll go for maybe even a short loss, and it's going to be third and goal.
Looked very close to the same play they ran for the first down just a couple of plays ago. That time, Howard said nothing doing.
If it's prediction time, I'm thinking a little fade to Moshe here, but we'll keep an eye on it. With 2:20 to play opening quarter, tied at 6, and the play clock down to 15, they are going to get back on. That's been something I've seen them do a whole lot of this year, too, is kind of...
Well, they're not huddling.
Yeah, no, mulling around with 15 seconds, and then boom, 5 seconds later, they're in formation and ready to go. Two wide left, one right, third and goal, pass to Moshe, complete. He's trying to drag a tackler. He gets down to the 5, and we'll have a fourth and goal from the 5.
And a nice tackle there by Nolan mentally, because really Howard looked like they had it hemmed in, and then Moshe did get something out of it, but still another big play, fourth down from the 5.
Tied at 6 here, down to the final 90 seconds of the opening quarter of the 9A championship here at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. One of 3 games today. A 2 p.m. and a 7 p.m. on the docket as well.
This is the final 9-man game of the season in South Dakota.
This will do it for another year, which officially is not my 20th season, just so we're clear, it's the 19th. Here's the snap to
you started
Caleb
in basketball.
Handoff Rainford, and he's not going to get in. He got down to about the 2, but that's going to be about it. So the Tigers are going to have a long field to work with, but they do what they intended to do, and that's to keep the Wolsey Westington Warbirds out of the end zone.
Well, I'll say one thing. The time of possession has to be about 10 minutes Wolsey Westington, 1 minute Howard.
That's got to be in here, and I think you're about exactly right. Howard is 1 minute and 8 seconds of this opening quarter.
And we have a minute 8 left.
The Warbirds 9 minutes and 44 seconds. Tied at 6. Howard Tigers will go first and 10 from their own 3. Under center, couple out of the backfield, a wing left. Well, you just got to get yourself a little breathing room here. Dives ahead for a gain of about a yard. And how often do you see that? A quarterback toss it back, turns around immediately, and wants to hit somebody.
Well, everybody's got to have their own choice in that. Colin Hughes in on the stop along with Ethan Rierich.
Quarterback Carson Hinker pitches it back there, and then again turns around, and he's looking for somebody to hit at this point. He's not really blocking. Double wing, single back.
6'2", 185, right? He's not a small guy.
Second and 9 from the 4. Little misdirection handoff, and again it's the kid who scored the touchdown earlier, Tate Miller. This time Miller gets slowed down and brought down after a gain of a couple, and it'll be, what, about 3rd and 6?
Most likely last play of the first quarter, I would think, as Howard does not have to snap it. So might as well, with a 3rd and 6, let's go to the sideline, talk about it, and come up with a play here to begin the second quarter.
Big third down, really, for the Wolsey Westington Warbirds. I know it's early in this football game. After one quarter at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, your 9A football championship, your scoreboard update reads Wolsey Westington 6, Howard 6. Back for the second quarter in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And welcome back to the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, home of the University of South Dakota Coyotes. But for yesterday, today, and part of tomorrow, it is the home of the South Dakota High School Activity Association Football Championships. So the Howard Tigers here on a third and around seven, probably closer to six, back around their own six-yard line. And again, this is kind of a big third down. First play of the second quarter, pitch near side, across the 10, tripped up. And he's close to that marker. We'll see where they mark him down. I think he's short.
Nice tackle, Colin Hughes. He doesn't get that tackle. It's probably at least a first down. But yeah, it's going to be about 2 yards short. You would assume punt unit comes in.
You're at the state championship. Your final game, and there's a whole lot of seniors on this Tiger team. I don't know. Let's see if we can talk Coach Rummel into a fake punt. Probably not back inside your own 10. That's probably one of the reasons why Rummel's so successful. He doesn't go for that kind of stuff. The Warbirds are just going to let it fall. They have really nobody deep to return, but they're thinking maybe a fake as well, and what a nice punt. Oh, and it takes a huge Tiger hop. This is going to be from inside the 10 to the 32-yard line of the Warbirds.
57 yards.
I'm just looking here. I know this is not going to be.
11 was the line of scrimmage.
Nine-man championship records. Punt yardage, that's total. Let's see. Is there a single punt? Longest punt, 68 yards.
I didn't quite get it.
All right, well, we're looking at... They've only punted once, and the longest average is 51.2, so...
There you go.
Maybe... Quite a punt.
Yeah,
and of
57,
course,
yep.
For Woolsey Westington, you don't have anybody back. This is maybe the worst case scenario, but you still got the ball first and 10, your own 32. Tied at 6, 11:06 to play second quarter. Warbirds dominate the opening quarter in time of possession. Scoreboard, however, 6 apiece. Caleb looking right side, wide open, and a diving no, incomplete.
Yeah, just a little short there. Caleb maybe just trying to finesse it a little bit too much because he had Hughes wide open there in that mid-range route. So back to the board, second and 10.
And it seems to be early on, at least, that the Woolsey Westington receivers are getting they're getting free. They're getting lost track of. And it's not necessarily the same one all the time, but it seems like when they spread it out a little bit, there's always somebody open. Here's two wide left, one right, a wing left, nobody in the backfield for Caleb Richmond on a second and a long 10, about their own 31. Here's a flag, and probably somebody moving early here, I would assume.
And not a delay a game, because they still had time left on the play clock. Yep, they're going to walk it off on the Warbirds. So what, one penalty on each side so far. Haven't been a lot of laundry on the field.
Not a lot of flags. Woolsey Westington here will go on a second and 15, their own 27. Caleb already 13 pass attempts, 9 of 13 for 73 yards in the air. Just over 30 yards rushing. Here's Caleb from the gun. They'll go trips to the near side, and Colin Hughes a wing left. Overload the near side of the field. They'll get it out to Moshe looking for a block. He got one. 25, 30, head down across to the 34-yard line, and just using that size to kind of get a couple extra yards there.
It really is relying on one block. Ashton Hill kind of shielded his guy off, and then Moshe just gets what he can, and obviously he got a few extra yards after contact, but here's a big third down.
Get about seven and a half out of that deal. They need the 42-yard line to pick up first down. They go from their own 34. We'll call it a third and 8. Wide right is Moshe to the near side, Hill and Rainford. Hughes is a wing left on a third and around 8 from their own 34. Now Rainford in motion left to right. Big third down here with 10:13 to play second quarter. Caleb DePap, that's right side. He's got a man. It's short and it's intercepted. And he had Rainford. If you throw that a little further, he's got him in there. Weston Remmers able to see and recognize right away. That one's thrown a little short, and he's going to snatch that one, and there's your first turnover.
Yeah, Rivers just read it, and he just undercut it just enough, and of course it was a little underthrown. Rivers did have to reach for it, but that was just well defended by Weston Rivers, and almost kind of baited Caleb Richmond into that a bit. So now the field has been flipped. See if Howard takes advantage.
So the Tigers, first and 10 from the Warbird 40. Carson Hinker under center. Couple of backs behind him and a wing right is Weston Remmers, who just got that interception. Here's Miller on the misdirection, near side. He'll pick up two or three. Set up a second and 7.
Rainford and Moshe Richmond in on the stop. I think Hill was in on there as well. And now back to a little grinded out, 3 yards. I think Howard's happy with that.
Well, for this Tiger team, they got a lot of options out of the backfield. They've got one rusher at 1175, one at 900, and a third just shy of 700.
And we haven't seen a Tiger pass yet either.
Here is Hinker under center, double wing, single back. Second and 7, Warbird 37. Handoff, quick hitter. Off guard is Miller, and Miller will pick up about 5 more.
I'd call that almost a trap there, a little inside handoff. Just follow the middle of the line, and again, just grinding it out. But you also get yourself in third downs this way, but third and short.
I wonder, this probably go-for-it territory as well, inside the Warbird 35-yard line. Although they did try to kick an extra point, we might see a field goal today, something we don't see very often at all in the 9-man. Now we'll go Hinker from the gun. One wide each side. They'll go double wing or double end. Single back. Hinker going to run it himself. Inside the 30, he's got the first down.
Great job by Hinker because it was a low snap. He had to get control of it before he took off, but enough for the first down as Ethan Rerick made the tackle there, and that was kind of getting something out of nothing on a broken play.
So the Tigers convert first and 10. Of course, you won't see a lot of first down for the Tigers because that first drive was a three-play drive. And the second drive is, this is only the third. Here's Hinker from the gun. One wide each side. He's got a back to his left. That's where the handoff will go. Near side, it's Remmers. Oh, actually, that was number 3, Colt Becker.
Looked open initially, but then Keaton Zomer came in and closed it with a nice double leg tackle there. Left it to about a 2-yard gain, maybe just 1.
To the 27, Howard Tigers here again score early on in this their very first possession. They scored on a 43-yard touchdown run by Tate Miller. Trying to put through their second score with 7:47 to play in the first half. And it'll be a quarterback keeper near side. Dives inside the 25, and he'll pick up around 2 or maybe 3 more.
Yeah, Woolsey Westington was ready for that time. I think Rerick was in on the stop again, but he had plenty of help.
So a third and around 6. 7:25 to play here in the first half. This is the 9A championship game. Live here on 1210 AM, KOKK in Huron, live on the web, HuronRadio.com. If you've downloaded the app, here we got a wing right for the Howard Tigers. Couple of backs. Hinker under center again, turns and goes to look somebody to block, and the handoff and the pickup is about 2 or 3 more. And this is what I expected, Howard. 3, what do they call it? 3 yards in a cloud of dust?
Yeah, Isaiah Savalier just came in. I think he came in off the offside there and just caught him from behind, swallowed him up. So big play here on fourth down. And Howard's going to take the timeout.
All right, so the Tigers will send us back to the studio for a minute. 6:43 to play first half, tied at 6 in the 9A championship. We're back in a minute to the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. 60 seconds on KOKK.
6B Seed and Supply of Alpena is your Legend Seeds dealer, wishes good luck to all area teams. As a Legend Seeds dealer, 6B has access to all the leading traits, genetics, and innovative biologicals in the industry. You can guarantee they have your best interest in mind. Call 6B Seed 605-354-2699 and put their name and Legend Seeds products to work on your farm.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or used dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. So an important fourth down here with 6:43 to play in the first half. We're tied at six. Howard after an interception on a fourth and three from the Warbird 21. Faked the handoff. No, he gave it to him. Left side, I think he got across the marker there. That should be a Tiger first down.
I was, couldn't even tell who had that carry initially when I looked.
I thought Colt Becker at first, but now
I'm thinking... Weston Remmers was right there, too. I'm not sure which one did, but hey, they converted on the fourth down and didn't tempt fate by putting the ball in the air. Still no passing for the Howard Tigers yet.
So the Tigers on a first and 10 from the Warbird 17s. Double wing, single back here is Hinker under center. Fake the handoff to the man
wide
coming across.
Open.
Oh, boy, wide open touchdown. He could not have been more open. Calvin Halverson out there, or that Luke Kepsel out there, just, again, yeah, wide open. They were looking for the run, and Howard snuck in a pass.
Well, you know, at some point, Howard was going to pull that out because, you know, Woolsey Westington just had to keep thinking run, 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 because that's all we have. The first pass is completed by Howard and for a touchdown.
I just, this last break, said to you, Howard's just waiting for the opportunity to pass it, because you look through the stats of this season, they pass the ball every game, and their quarterback is very efficient. He's somewhere in the 70 to 80% completion percentage on the year.
And we are going to kick the extra point again. Straight on kicker, too. No soccer style here for Remmers.
So the hold by the quarterback, Hinker. It's a fake. They'll look for two. Lob to the back of the end zone is over the intended receiver and incomplete.
And Ashton Hill made that play. It was a fake, and they wanted to go on the left side to a number 27, Tate Miller, and Hill just took him out before the play had a chance to develop.
So it'll stay 12-6 for now. Howard takes the lead with 6:09 to play in the first half. We'll take a quick 30-second break. Back in 30 on 12-10 KOKK.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake, a treats, a pizza, or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Vermilion. The Mirror Family Hair Care brings us scoreboard updates, and the scoreboard updated here, 12-6 Howard, 6:09 to play quarter number two. So the Warbirds strike first, lead 6-0. Tigers come back on a three-play drive and a long run by Tate Miller to tie us at six and sneak in the first pass of the day to get their second touchdown. Tried the fake on the two-point conversion, didn't work out.
Do you always stand when you do play-by-play?
I'm so used to it because we cover two different levels.
Yeah,
here at Double.
Yeah.
So where you go, you always have somewhere to... A lot of times I'm giving him the only seat we have so he can YouTube the video, and I'm kind of standing behind. So, yeah, I'm almost used to it now.
I just thought you were just in remarkably good physical condition.
Well, I'm getting back to that, or I'm trying to.
How many? 2 months now?
Yeah, something like
that.
Okay,
yeah.
Feeling good, Lewis. Ready for a kickoff here for the Howard Tigers. Left to right, they'll kick. 12-6, they lead. And
I get it, trading places.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not enough people appreciate that reference. Thank you. Thank you for nailing that. Here is Hinker kicking it left to right, lining up a little bit like an onside kick. He's a lefty kicker, and we'll see. Yep, it is kind of an onside. He's not a lefty kicker either, and... They're just doing the onside kick.
Yeah, Woolsey Westington lived a little dangerously there. Nobody really went for that. But if anything, though, Howard's putting a little bit too much on it if they actually want to recover it, because it's just going out of bounds too quick.
And I'm starting to wonder here if maybe, because that's only the second or third time they've seen him kick off, or third time, I guess. But if they're going, no, there's no way they'll go onside again, right? There's no way, because that's what I was thinking.
Well, I would assume you don't want to put the ball in the hands of Woolsey Wessington's returner. South Dakota Coyotes have seen that this year with they have a freshman kick returner that returned two in the first two games, and now he's hardly seen the ball on kickoff since.
Here's Caleb from the gun. Now they'll get everybody in tight. Rainford in motion left to right. Caleb's going to run it himself. Dances through the line. First wave he's through. He's across the 50, and he's down to the 47.
And a tackle made there by Tate Miller, but great patience by Caleb Richmond. He didn't force it. He let the line, he let the blocking do their jobs, and you know, he ends up with 7 yards out of it.
Caleb on the night, leading rusher for Woolsey Wessington. 6 rushes, 21 yards. Rainford, 4 rushes, 18 yards. As they haven't done a whole lot on the ground today. Trips left now, and Colin Hughes a wing left, and Caleb will go from the gun as they got a little room on a second and four. They'll line up that wide receiver screen to Moshe, and he dropped it and picked it back up, or did he not quite catch it clean?
I think he kind of bobbled it there, but did catch it clean. But, you know, that time Howard was ready for it. I mentioned earlier that Ashton Hill made a nice kick out. That time the corner on that side just kind of took control of Ashton, wouldn't let him get into the pass pattern. Moshe had to reverse field.
So now 5:07 remaining here in the first half. Woolsey Wessington will go. Oh, they moved the down marker back up.
Oh, now they are calling it incomplete. Okay.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I thought that it kind of went off his hand and bounced right back to him.
See, I didn't see that.
They did show the
replay.
Good
thing you were standing.
I'm not used to the replay either, so I don't look to the board for the automatic.
I wonder if they did go to instant replay.
Second look at it. I think they did.
Okay.
And maybe that's what this timeout is about.
Yep, sure. They are doing replay on this, see if he did catch it or not.
All right.
So the ruling on the field is incomplete.
And I would assume that maybe we'll see it again on the big screen here. Yeah, there's a lot of creature comforts here that we don't get, or I don't get during the regular year, and very neat to have replay and DAC stats at your fingertips at all times.
Well, now these crews are the top of their game. You know, this is their championship. Each crew that's assigned to a state championship game, you know, that's why they work all the games here going back the last 2 months. And Joey Mitchell will be, and his crew will be reffing the next game, the 11B championship.
3 games today. They played 2 yesterday. They'll play 2 tomorrow. Who plays tomorrow then? 11, is it double A and triple A?
No, 11A, and then 11 triple A is, I think, 1 and 5 o'clock. Now, up next, you got 11B, and that would be winner. And then the double A championship tonight, Pierre, they're back. Pierre and Watertown.
So now that's your area of expertise. Was that is that a surprise championship matchup? Or?
Well, until somebody beats Pierre, you can't call it a surprise, even if they did have 4 losses and a 4 seed.
So Caleb, now the incomplete pass is confirmed, I guess.
They're just confirming it as we speak.
So now we'll go 3rd and about 3. Warbirds in Tiger territory at the Tiger 47-yard line. The officials are having to get back. The kids were ready to go, but the officials got to get back in position.
My apologies to Sioux Valley. I couldn't come up with their name.
Sioux Valley and Winner,
are up next.
So here we go. Caleb now from the gun. Same look. Trips left. 3 receivers to the near side of the field. Hughes is a wing on the near side. Caleb with the snap on a 3rd and 3, and he's got a man untouched for the sack. And he just, that came off the safety spot, and just nobody there at all. Nobody touches him, and Tate Miller, an easy sack.
Yeah, he just came off the blind side, as you like to say, and I don't think Caleb felt him there until it was really too late, as Miller came in untouched, 4th down, and presumably the first Warbird punt, as they do change personnel.
We did see at Wall last week, a fake punt. Just saying.
And it's, you know, this is...
And Howard saw that film as well. They're just going to go for it? No. They're just going to line up with receivers. See, this is an option you have with Moshe. I mean, if he had to throw it, he sure could.
Howard has nobody back, and now we have a, delay a game. Delay a game.
And maybe that's what they're trying to do, too. They like to try to draw people off, and they've had a lot of success of it the last couple weeks.
Yeah, but they have all that shifting, though. It ended up costing them 5 yards. Now I'm not thinking we are going to see a fake another 5 yards back, and now I believe it's Miller is going back to receive for Howard.
So a 4th and 18 now. Warbirds from their own 38-yard line.
You got to think both these teams don't punt a lot anyway.
Moshe with a step will kick it from his own 30, puts the left foot to it. Pretty nice kick is angled towards the sideline, and it took a pretty nice bounce, but it'll bounce out of bounds about the 25, 27 or so.
Is Moshe Richmond left-handed?
I don't believe so.
He's left-footed.
Sure looks that way.
That took me by surprise when he kicked it with his left.
Again, you don't see him punt a lot on the, regular season, but 12-6, the Tigers lead. Howard will take over here, 1st and 10, their own 26. Tigers leading 12-6, 4.5 to play here in the first half. The Howard Tigers will have the ball to start the second half. So, my opinion, very important for the Warbirds to keep them out of the end zone on this trip. Of course, every trip, ideally, but Hinker under center, motion man is Remmers. The handoff, Miller near side ahead for about 3 or maybe 4.
Yep, that goes Colt Becker on the carry for Howard. But again, that's the thing. They got so many guys that can carry the ball. It keeps you on your toes. Who's actually got it?
Did get some pretty comprehensive stats from Coach Rummel. And I mentioned it earlier that, Tate Miller rushed for 1,174 this year. Colt Becker for 900. Remmers for 638. So realistically, if you divide those up a little bit better, you could have 3 1,000-yard rushers here for Howard. And that's one thing that Rummel said about his team. They don't care about stats. If they did, they could have had 3 1,000-yard rushers, 2 for sure, no question. But they just don't care. We get it done any way we get it done. Nobody wants that MVP. They just want the dubs. That's all they want is the wins.
Nice stop there by the Warbird defense. Keaton Zomer got Miller around the ankles here, and all of a sudden, a pretty important play for the Warbird defense, 3rd and 4. You still have a time to get the ball back here if you can get the stop here.
Here's Hinker from the gun. One wide each side, lone man in the backfield. 3rd and 4, he dropped a snap. Everybody on the ground.
He was not expecting the snap. He was looking off to his right, and all of a sudden the ball came and hit him off the knee. Howard did get on top of it.
Well, that's a big one there. Now a 4th and about 6 or 7.
Yeah, he wasn't even looking, and the snap came and hit him in the knee. So Howard is going to have to punt the ball away. And under 3 minutes, I almost thought maybe Coach Hooks would think about a timeout. But right now they'll let him punt. And it looks like Rainford is going to go back to receive this time. They didn't have anybody back on the 50-some-yard punt on the first time by Howard.
And of course, they saw what happened, so we'll see here as Hinker ready to punt it away left to right. With a step, he'll kick it from around his own 22 or 23-yard line. And it's a fake.
And it's a first
near
down.
Side, and it's a first down and then some. Midfield is where they'll go out of bounds.
Yeah, it was a fake to the up back, Luke Kupsel, and he got a big gain on it. Boy, there is a gamble that pays off for the Howard Tigers.
So they're into Warbird territory now. 1st and 10, the Warbird 49. Stops the clock at 2 minutes and 25 seconds remaining in the first half of the 9A championship game. 12-6, Howard leads. Tigers do get the ball after the break as well. So here's a double wing single back. Tigers go back to the tight set. Here's the motion. Becker, handoff is to Colt Becker. Becker trying to bounce it outside, didn't get too much out of it, 3 or maybe 4.
Moshe caught him from behind, and that was throwing out nicely there on the right side of the Warbird defense.
Clock at 2:10, and now I suppose maybe the Tigers think about timeouts at some point as we roll inside of 2 minutes.
Well, they generally don't have a quick hurry-up offense here, so
2nd and around 8, back to pass, completed far side to Becker, and Becker's pushed out of bounds after the first down, so that stops the clock, and they'll go 1st and 10 at the Warbird 37.
Yeah, that's what you wanted there for Howard, and I was going to see Becker get what you can, hopefully get the first down, which he did, then get out of bounds, stop the clock, and Here we go. I think Howard has two timeouts left. Or is that Beach team has two timeouts left.
Fox stops at a minute 48 left in the first half. Remember, halftime, we'll break down these first half numbers. We'll have a conversation with Jaron Duffy, of course, a one-time part-timer. He used to be the one back at the studio running these games, and now he's down here running part of the sports department for the USD Coyotes. So we'll talk to him. Here's another pass and another wide-open player at the 20, and he's pushed out of bounds at the 15.
That
completed
was
there to Kepsel, who, again, scored that touchdown earlier on sort of the same play.
Yeah, it's really not an intricate passing game. It's just simply, you think we're going to run, I'm just going to send two guys out, one short and one medium, and Kepsel just watched the ball into his hands, and all of a sudden, boy, Woolsey Wessington needs a defensive stand here.
First and 10, Howard at the Warbird 13. Howard already a 12-6 lead. Minute 43 to play in the half.
Clock not much of a factor, and now what do we have?
Looks like Woolsey Wessington timeout.
Yeah, probably. This is a good timeout by Coach Hooks.
Warbirds will talk it over with a minute 43 to play in the half, trying to stop the Tigers from going up two scores. 12-6, Howard. We're back in 30 seconds. 30 seconds on KOKK.
This is Matt Sibley with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to the Dakota Dome here in Vermilion. A minute 43 to play in the first half, and the Howard Tigers, a 12-6 lead. They went down 6-0, now 12 unanswered, and threatening more on a first and 10 from the Warbird 13, and minute 43 to play in the first half, and this is a big one as the Tigers get the ball after the half.
Question for you after this play.
Hinker under center, offset behind him, couple of backs and a receiver left, turns, handoff, Miller inside the 10, head down to around the 7 or 8.
They're just showing highlights on the scoreboard from the last time Woolsey Wessington was here in 2020, and they beat Des Rapids St. Mary. Do they still have those gray jerseys with the black numbers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. They break them out every now and then. It doesn't seem to
be
a regular
do them all
home
the time.
Thing.
Okay.
I don't think it's a regular home thing.
Okay, because...
because they do have the dark unis with the white numbers on them somewhere.
Okay, because thankfully Howard was the top seed, so they got to be the home uniform.
Yeah, those are tough to see. Of course, the luxuries here keep you in the game, but tough to see. Second and 5, here's Miller again, handoff up the middle, and I think he's got another first down.
Yeah, he'll stop the clock to move the sticks, but really Howard in no hurry right here as they still have two timeouts left, and they're going to have a first and goal at the 2, and boy, oh boy, somebody's got to make a play defensively for the Warbirds here. Going down two scores into halftime, you don't want that, and then knowing Howard's going to get the ball to start the second half. Of course, there could be an onside kick.
So a first and goal from the Warbird 2. Howard knocking on the door, leading 12-6, running down that first half clock, down to 30 seconds to play in the first half, and they'll go 3 wide in the backfield.
Get no hurry.
Yeah, no hurry at all. Hinker with the turn and the handoff. Miller got stood up at the line. You're not getting in this time. That'll go second and goal. Well, now they'll have to burn a timeout.
Yeah, so 17 seconds to go. You have one timeout left. So, you know, I'm a little surprised they ran that much time off the clock.
Moshe coming in on that stop. Number 20, Isaiah Sabalier in on that stop. And we'll get that timeout. We'll take a quick one, 30 seconds. Back in 30 on...
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
Dakota Sports.
Back to the Dakota Dome. in Vermilion. 17 seconds to play first half. Howard, their second timeout, and trying to score here now on a second and goal from the two. And again, very important here. I think, again, agreeing with you, Jeff, Wolsey Westington, got to keep him out of the end zone here. Second and goal at the two. 17 seconds to play first half. Two-man split backs and a wing left. Fake the handoff, pass, left side, touchdown.
Play action pretty simple, and again, just a simple route there on the out. Lucas Feldhaus makes the catch, and boy, an impressive drive, a critical drive there for Howard. They go up by two scores.
So 18-6 currently, and of course, they've tried for extra points while they tried an extra point and then faked the second, and now they're just going to, no more fakes, I think they're just going to go for two.
I think he's got the tee there.
Oh, is he? All right, they're going to try
to. Yep, Remmer's going to try it again.
At least set up for the extra point. Again, they've done this twice, but they've only tried to kick it once.
And the straight-ahead Fred Cox, Rick Danmeyer kick.
Laces out, Dan. The hold is down. The kick is up. Oh, it hit the upright. It's no good. 18-6, the Tigers lead.
And Hinker just threw the tee over to the sideline in disgust.
We'll have at least 14 seconds, so the Warbirds are going to have a little bit of time to work with when we come back in 30 seconds. Back to the Dakota Dome in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Are you looking for an easier way to get supplement to your calves? Check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Some very comprehensive stats, of course, for the... Well, some teams provide, you know, every stat you can imagine. It just kind of depends on what the teams themselves keep track of. One of this is a game-by-game breakdown of the punts this year. Carson Hinker punted twice the first game, then did not punt for three entire games. Twice against Canastota, once against Hanson, then none against Garrison, once against Viberg-Hurley, one against Timberlake, two against Warner. He punted nine times this season. And there's already a couple here today.
See, we're doing onside kick again, which does surprise me. And now they do kick it away a little bit, but still. Not about the 40-yard line, hook and ladder or something, maybe. Got 14 seconds to work with. It is 7 minutes after 11 o'clock, KOKK in Huron.
Listening to a little 9A football championship. The very rare
morning
Jeff
game.
Duffy, Matt Watson tag team. And yeah, a morning game as well.
This is fun, though.
Ted gave us dream team status. We're the dream team, I saw on Facebook. So
who said that?
Got to try to live up to it. Ted Hader, he's the guy for Wolsey. He slowly borrows our terms, I think, is what it is.
Oh, I hope he doesn't get all of mine. Of course, all of mine are borrowed, too.
I'll be seeing him pretty soon over for some Wolsey Westington basketball here. So here's Caleb with the last couple plays of the first half, or maybe one play. They get it out to Moshe. He's trying to get out of bounds, and he does.
So just got, five ticks off the clock there. Conceivably, if you do that again, you could get two plays in here and then throw the old Hail Mary.
And that's kind of where you're at. Of course, you're not trying to get to a certain mark for a possible field goal. Like, there's no mark like that.
Yeah.
You're scoring or nothing, and... With 9 seconds to play in the first half, they'll go second and three from their own 46. So,
and the Warbirds do have one timeout left, so they can use the whole field on this play.
Checking out the wristbands. They get the play from the sideline. Two receivers near side. Rainford out of the backfield. Final 10 of the game clock, or the play clock. Wing left is Hughes. Back to pass is Caleb, and they're going to launch it here. Pass over the middle is complete at the 35. Will they get the timeout in time? They will.
Okay, 35, that's definitely, he went into the end zone. I think there's a 6'3 receiver that could probably post up and have a chance to haul one down if you put enough air under it.
So a nice chunk of yardage there, and the Warbirds going to see what they can get before the break. Howard 18, Wolsey Westington 6. One final play, possibly two, more than likely one here in the first half, and We'll keep it right here for this time out. We'll have plenty of opportunity to talk sponsors at halftime here momentarily, but probably the final play of the half here. And, yeah, you just got to heave it up and hope your big fella can get up in the air and get a hold of it.
And I don't think Howard will have a defensive back over to the near side taunting the Woolsey-Wessington Woolsey-Wessington fans.
We were talking about that play last night as well, watching the Commanders play. Wow. Kind of a weird year in the NFL, though.
Yeah. And a Hail Mary, you can draw up how you want everybody to go, but a little interesting there. I thought they would go trips one side or the other, but Moshe by himself to the right, and then you have Hill and Rainford to the left.
Howard up 18-6. Final play of the first half will be a heave from the Warbirds trying to find the end zone before the break. Tigers will get it after the half. Two receivers left, one right. Caleb from the gun. Hughes in motion left to right, and he'll get out there to provide a block. All right, Hughes is going to run a wheel route. Here's Caleb flushed out of the pocket. Going to have to heave it. He does. Pass is tipped, and oh, boy, it falls incomplete, but it was so close.
It got tipped back, and oh, my goodness, Peyton Rainford just about picked it off the ground.
It looked a little bit like the play you referenced there from the NFL. They tipped it back into the end zone, and almost. Not to be this time, though, and we'll go to half. Howard 18, Woolsey-Wessington 6. Don't go anywhere. We got full statistics here in the halftime show. We'll talk to Jaron Duffy. Jaron, of course, Jeff's son, first of all, also once employed at the radio station, worked his way up from part-timer, now all the way to the USD Athletic Director's Office, and we'll talk a little bit about that, his position, all the changes, and all the things that he's been up to. So we'll catch up with him. We'll get you caught up on the first half of this one. We'll get you caught up on the scoreboard and be ready for a second half of football. We'll take a three-minute timeout initially here. We'll be back in 3 minutes with the halftime show. At the half, Howard 18, Woolsey-Wessington 6. 3 minutes on KOKK.
Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Graff Electric of Woolsey is proud to offer residential and commercial work in Woolsey and the surrounding area. Call Jay at 605-353-5366 anytime, day or night, to get the lights back on in your home or business. Check out Graff's Electric at graffelectricsd.com. Graff Electric, the home of electrifying customer service. Call Jay at 353-5366. Graff Electric is a proud sponsor of area sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I pushed my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey-Wessington School. Onward Woolsey Business Association includes Santel, Egg Takra, Woolsey-Wessington School, the City of Woolsey, Cane Creek Outfitters, Buzzin' Coffee, H&S Heating and Cooling, Dakota Environmental Engineering. Best of luck, Warbirds, from the Onward Woolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron and Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.